We're reading two parshas. Nitzavim Vayelech. Don't get scared, they're short. Nitzavim always falls out before Rosh Hashanah, however you work out the calendar. Why? In the first pasuk, it's very inappropriate. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kokam. Yifnei Hashem Elokim. That is our situation. It's 1 week to Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, everybody is the day of judgment. The whole world is judged. We don't really fully grasp it, but it's the judgment of the whole world. And we have 1 week where we're standing mamish in front of Hashem. Why? Shavisa Shalom Nagi Tami. But then it's a whole different thing of standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the first pasuk. Now we have to realize the success in the whole year. Everybody wants a good year. The success for everything. Health, wealth, gashmias, ruchnias, everything for ourselves, our families, Klal Yisrael, the whole world, depends on the outcome of Rosh Hashanah. And that's very heavy if you really think about it. Think about what happened last year, and we have another year to go. So why is it seemingly we don't seem to feel it? And you ask me, who said we don't feel it? I mean, but you see the way people are living, you see the way people are acting, we don't seem to feel it. A person who would have a life and death court case, nothing else would interest him. Mamish, I was thinking to somebody last night. There's one else in a restaurant. They go out for a meal. A week before Rosh Hashanah, that's what you do. You have time to do this. Hop around. See what you can do. And there's a certain lack of really feeling that we're on judgment. But first, they have a life and death court case. Nothing else would interest him. His whole mind is preoccupied day and night. I don't know if he even sleeps. I'm not saying we shouldn't sleep, but we'll be occupied. So why is it we don't seem to really feel it the way we should? There are many reasons that we don't. And those are the reasons I want to discuss, and hopefully maybe we can overcome some of them. One reason a person feels is, what's the rush? Come on now. We have a week to Rosh Hashanah. And you have Rosh Hashanah. This year you have Shabbos Tshuva before Tom Gedalia. You have Tom Gedalia. You have Seir Shmei Tshuva. You have Erev Yom Kippur. You have Yom Kippur. Oh, yeah, 2.5 weeks. What's the rush? But the answer is, even if we would have 2.5 weeks, that's really not enough either. That's the truth. But that won't get us any place. But the answer is really, that's not the way to look at it. We have to realize that the judgment is on Rosh Hashanah. A person would have a life and death court case. What's he going to say? I don't have to worry. I don't need a lawyer. I may win. Possible. If I lose, then I'll appeal. Nobody in his right mind is going to say that. You're going to do as much as you can to win the case initially. If you lose, then you're going to appeal. But you're not going to rely on appealing. You've got to be nuts. That's our situation. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. Rosh Hashanah is the day when the din is given. Hopefully, afterwards, we hope that maybe we could be a Benini and we still have time to Yom Kippur. But we have to realize, to say that there's time, 2.5 weeks, we have to realize that we do have only 1 week. Now, another thought that really subconsciously or consciously we think about, this is not my first Rosh Hashanah. Last year Rosh Hashanah, 2 years ago Rosh Hashanah. I made it through last year. I made it through 2 years ago. Is there any reason I should make it through this year? If anything, I've been more tired, I've dabbled more, I've done mitzvahs. It's all in my favor. What do I have to worry about? Subconsciously, this is what people feel. What's wrong with me? I must be okay. I made it through. So the answer to that is, first of all, even if we made it through, we never know why we made it through. It doesn't mean we made it through on our own merit. Many times we make it through on the merit, the schusim of the dining door, the tzaddikim, the dining of the generation can help us make it through. And if that's true, during the year, unfortunately, we lose a lot of the dining. Who knows what will be this year? We don't know. You can't rely on it. We all know, even in the last Kufa, 3 people passed away, or from the Chayyudah Lefkowitz, Einstein, and from the Switzerland. These are foremost dining. So just to think we made it through last year, we're not so sure that we made it. We did go through, but it's no writing we made it through. And I always used to hear over from a Moshe Aaron Stern, I forgot to bring the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, but I think what's the book of Gemara is there? If you bring the Gemara in the Zayin on the base, you're Zayin on the base. We all know the Gemara. So it's just Swarm Niftachim. The three Swarm opened up in Rosh Hashanah. Tadikim Gemara, Rishonim Gemara, and Beinanim. Tadikim Gemara, Nechtavim, and Nechtavim, La'atul Chayim. Rishonim Gemara, Nechtavim, and Nechtavim, La'atul Nisim. Beinanim, Tluim, Doim, Dim, until Yom Kippur, Mzachel, Lo Zachel. So, Gemara seems to be a little shrill. It says clearly, Rishonim Gemara, Nechtavim, and Nechtavim, La'nisim. I didn't see plenty of Rishonim walking around, having a very pleasurable life, enjoying life. What happens in the Nechtavim and Nechtamim and Lal Tzol and Nisa? Taisus asks the question. And Taisus answers. Taisus says, we're not talking about an Olam Hazeh. We're talking about if he's deserving an Olam Haba or not. What does that mean? And in case he's not, then, well, listen, a guy did some mitzvahs. You gotta pay him. He gets paid in this world. Rishalom, the son of Alphan of Lavido. Kodesh Baruch Hu can be paying him off in this world. So what does that mean? That means walking around thinking, yeah, we're Tzaddik and Gomorrah, we made it last year, 2 years ago, with nothing to worry about. Who said? Chas v'shalom. Maybe we were getting paid a reward in this world, but we're not Tzaddik and Gomorrah. So we have to be afraid. We can't use that, yeah, we made it through, nothing to worry about. Unfortunately, there's plenty to worry about, and we have to try to see what we can do about it. Another thought the person has, these are things that people think, I mean, makes it easier. Listen, there's 613 mitzvahs. And if I do 612 and I don't do tshuva, what's so terrible? I'll make it through on the 612 because I don't do tshuva. But it's wrong for two reasons. First of all, the portion or the Musas form say that a person who does not do tshuva now, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is close to, I need a dodi, the dodi, the and not only he's close to, he asks us and begs us to do tshuva. And you have the opportunity, and you don't avail yourselves of the opportunity, it's a tremendous chet. As the Rambam says, chatoyim aren't measured one on one. Some chatoyim can outweigh many, many mitzvahs. So many mitzvahs, if a guy does a mitzvah with mysterious nefesh, nachayis, that can outweigh, we don't know how to weigh everything, but it doesn't go just on a one on one scale. Not doing tshuva now, when the only race is a tremendous chet. So it's wrong to think, yeah, I can make it through with 612. But the main thing I wanted to tell you, that the Swarm says, tshuva is not hard. We know it is, but they'll say it's not. Who says it? The Pasuk. The Pasuk in the Chumash, this week's parsha. In Shishi, Ke mitzvah hazayis asher enochi mitzav chayom, lo nefleisi mchav lo rechoke. It's not far from you. Not in the heavens, lo b'shamayim, that you have to go up there, not maver liyam, ki korv ilecha devar mold, close! V'fichol v'olvuchol l'asosu. Because Mahalik is showing you what it's talking about. But some is showing you this is talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. I'm saying it's very easy. Yet we know it's very hard. So what's going on? The Teretz is, we all know, the Romanian says there are four main ikrim of tshuva. Aziv is ahet, charata, Kabbalah, Alahava, and Vidui. Now, let's say we wouldn't have a parsha of tshuva. There's no such thing. You can't get out. You did a chet, farfalin, you deserve an oinish, there's nothing you can do about it. So when a person says, listen, I did a chet, let's say in the time they gave Malkus, So I'm going to get 39 lashes. So I should do it again. I can do it again because I can't get out of the first time. I'll get another 39 and another. That'd be nuts. So bad enough, I'm going to get 39. So what does that mean? Aziv is a chet, which is the hardest of the four principles a person has to do regardless of the mitzvah of tshuva. Anybody who thinks normal doesn't want to get punished over and over again. So to stop from doing bad, that you have to do regardless of the mitzvah of tshuva. Tshuva is machadish. You have to have charata, you have to make a kabbalah, you have to say vidui. But those are not the hard parts of tshuva. That's what the pasuk says. Those are the ficha, also. The hardest part, which is aziv esachet, to change, that already a person is required to do regardless of the mitzvah of tshuva or not. All right, today's Wednesday. Mir Tashem, we start saying Slichas Mitzvah Shabbos or Sunday morning, everybody according to his Linnik. I'm talking about Linnik Ashkenaz, right? Saying a home of Bello. We're going to start saying Slichas. This year is the shortest type of Slichas possible, just 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. One of the main parts, themes of Slichas, is the Yud Gimel Midas. 13 attributes of Rachamim. We say it, we hope a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have Rachmanas. The person can think many times if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is such a Rachamim. 13 attributes of mercy, what I got to worry about? Had a Rachmanas, nothing to worry about. Even if I haven't been Beseder, but he has Rachmanas. There's a feeling like that. We say it over and over again. The Slichas will say it every through Yom Kippur except for Rosh Hashanah. But it's not true. Chazal tell us, Kol HaOmer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vatra, Yuvotu Chayim. Whoever says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mevater, he's going to lose his life. So what's going on? Here's not Mevater, and here's a big Rachman. So I heard this from Rav Chaskel Levenstein, his man in Ponovich. He explained very well. He says, if a person will lean back on an easy chair and say, I have nothing to worry about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have Rachmanis. He's lost. Garnish doesn't mean anything. But if a person works on himself, thinks where he's holding, analyzes his situation, and realizes how bad and difficult it is, and from that realization, from that feeling, he begs for Rachmanis, that he should have Rachmanis on him and he wants to be better, that can be Ma'oyer Rachmanis. But just the person should say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is all merciful, I have nothing to worry about, then you have plenty to worry about. To be Ma'oyer Rachmanis is to realize where you're holding and beg from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should be Racham on us, and we would not want to be better. And I just mentioned, the Gemara says, it's important to know that. The Gemara says, the Gemara in the Rosh Hashanah, it talks about Yud Gimel Midas. It's not a quince to say the words of Yud Gimel Midas. The words of the Gemara are, Yasa Lefonai Keseder Hazeh. You should do. What does it mean you should do? It means you should also act with the meaning of Rachmanis. We have to be Merachim. The more we're Merachim on different situations, and we exercise this meaning of Rachmanis, that's more that Kodesh Baruch Hu should use it towards us. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Yasa Lefonai Keseder Hazeh. It doesn't say Yoyimer Lefonai Keseder Hazeh. And for the same reason, so we're saying slichas, right? Where do you say slichas? It's not the right way to express. Slichas are not something that's supposed to be said. They're supposed to be asking, begging from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not something to say. You have to realize that slichas, you're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to forgive us. We're begging him to forgive us. But that's the way everybody talks. Where are you going to say slichas? And were you saying slichas? And did you say slichas? But it's not really a saying. It's not a zogach. It's something that you should take, internalize in yourself, and really beg from a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should have Rachmanis on us. So as I mentioned, Lemaisa, we say Slichas, we say Vidui every single day, starting from Sunday through Yom Kippur, except on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we don't say Vidui, Rosh Hashanah we don't say Chet, we don't mention Chet. What's going on here? The Day of Judgment itself, we don't say Chet, good, Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur, but Rosh Hashanah is the Day of Judgment. So the Hesber is, the way Forshev explained, it's true. If we'll come on Rosh Hashanah and try to work out with our Chatoyim, we're lost. There's no way. We don't realize how many things we've done, what we've done. The way to win the din, the tzchus, is by trying to proclaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, the melech on the whole world. The whole world means including me. Please say he's the king on everybody else except myself. And the more a person feels it, recognizes it, the whole davening is saying what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does. Feel it. Every day he's Mahadash Mutuba, Bukhoyim Tobin, Mass of Gracious. Otherwise we won't have the sun, we won't have the moon, we won't have nothing. The more you can feel that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and you want to be a faithful servant to the Melech, that's what's supposed to win the din. And that's the whole avoid of Yom Kippur, of Rosh Hashanah, is Malchus. And the more we feel it, and the more we internalize it, that's why is that a schus to win the din? The example always given is a person works in a restaurant. You go to a restaurant, you want to eat. You have to pay. You order a meal, you got to pay. But the people who work there, they can eat. They don't have to pay for their meals. The people who work in the restaurant. Or you want to get an audience with the king. You can take, who knows how long, prime minister, king, you can take months. But the people who work in the palace, it's not hard for them to get an audience. The more you're part of the establishment, so that's a schus. So that, and Rosh Hashanah, the whole avodah is the more we feel and we want. Kodesh Baruch Hu should be the melech on the whole world, and the whole world should recognize it. But of course, that means on ourselves too. And it means we're obligated to do the mitzvahs. So the more we accept that, the more we try, that's a schus to be zoich in the din, because then we're more part of the establishment. And then we can understand. There's a tremendous kashin in Shmon Esrei, starting in the Seir Shem Tshuva. We all know that in Shmon Esrei there are four insertions. Zachreinu l'chayim, Micho Mocha, Ksov l'chayim, and Beseifer Chayim. And L'mais l'alocha, we never find personal requests, not in the first three brachas and not in the last three brachas. How could it be that Chazal took Zachreinu l'chayim and put it into the first bracha? Or Ksov, in the last series of brachas? The answer is because when we're asking in a series of Yitzhubah for Zachreinu l'chayim, we're not asking, we just want to live and have a nice life. It's from the same realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech and we want to serve Him. So when we're asking for life, we're asking that we should have a life to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's not kind of personal request. Personal requests you don't make in Shmon Esrei in the first three brachas. This is for the Malchus of Hashem, that we want to really be an Eved of Hashem, and therefore they put it in to the first three brachas. Lemaisa, what happens is, we get serious, we try, we want to become better, and then many things come up that distract us. Especially in the Elul and the Seir Shemitah, things come up to distract us that we can't really take advantage of the days. And there's a reason for that. Chazal say, "Kol Agadol Mechaveri Yitzhar Gadol." The bigger the person, the bigger Yitzhar Hor. Why? Because the purpose of this world is to earn. It shouldn't be Namad Ksufa. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us everything, a person will be embarrassed. We have to earn it. So, a bigger person, for him to earn, he has to have more of a Yitzhar Hor. So Golagolo Mechaveri Yitzhar Gadol, that's not only by people, it's also in the time. Any time of the year when a person can accomplish more, Yitzhar Hor is not stupid. So he puts stumbling blocks in your way. So it's not only by people. This time of the year when people can do so much, there's so many different carriers can come up that you have to do that distracts. So what should you do? The answer is you have to think of way every action. Things can come up. They're important. I'm not saying not. Some things are standstill. But even if they're important, maybe they can be pushed off till after Yom Kippur. Who said that you have to do it now? And even if it has to be done, maybe it can be done shorter, maybe somebody else is doing the same thing, he can help you. You have to think and try to minimize as much as possible. And if you try, you'll see you'll be successful. The example was the same thing as in a lot of things. A person has a wedding. He gets an invitation to a wedding. If you're a close friend of the chosen, it's a mitzvah. But many times you don't even know the chassid, but you're like, it's a wedding, it's a simcha, why not? Now's not the time. Now the time is to utilize whatever you can do. Everything you have to weigh and weigh what is important and what's not, and try to overcome the agent who's trying to distract you. And believe me, he really tries. Another thought that we have is, listen, it's not our first Rosh Hashanah. I tried last year. I made what you want to call the New Year's resolution. I decided I'll try this, I'll try that. How long did it last? It lasted a little while, but I know it's an experience. It's not going to hold long, so why should I try? That's the feeling of person. Why should I try again? It's not true. First of all, you have to be misfollowed that whatever you want to do, you should be able to continue with it. And if a person perseveres against, he could be successful. But even if you're not, it's not in vain, it's not lost. Should feel, it was in vain what I did. Every machshava tova, every meisa, every mitzvah, whatever a person does, is mala a person. It cleanses him, and it brings him up to higher madrega. The example we always give, the mother sends out a child to play in the sand, in the mud, this, he plays, he schmack, comes home dirty, filthy, she washes him around, washes the clothes, Tomorrow she sends them out again, and the same thing happens again. And she knows it's going to get dirty. So why does she wash them every time? Why does she wash the clothes? Because she knows if she won't wash them each time, he'll get so dirty that it'll be impossible to wash them, clean them up. That's our situation. During the year, we have a tendency to fall lower and lower. We have to cleanse ourselves. Baruch Hashem, we have Elul and Sheyas Reshuva. Every machshava, Torah, every mitzvah, every good deed, every ma'aseh Torah raises us and elevates for us. Nothing's in vain. So why don't you try? And if it doesn't go all year, and if it goes for a week or a month or 6 weeks, it's kabbalistic. It's not in vain. We look at it, yeah, what did I accomplish? You accomplished a lot. Not to be discouraged. That's the Yetzer Hara to tell you not to start. This is very important. The Velvelaki in this to always say this over. It gives us a little chizuk. A kol holech achar chitum. We all know that the year has 52 weeks. Every week has 7 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shabbos. So he used to say, in the last week, I'm not saying you should wait till tonight is already starts the last week, but anyway, he says the last week you can elevate the whole year. What does that mean? Here, tonight, it's Yom Chamishi, Thursday, if you daven properly the last Thursday, you learn, you try new mitzvahs, you can elevate all the Thursdays of the whole year. Same thing with Friday and Shabbos. Shabbos, do we treat Shabbos with the right kedusha, with the right respect? But it's the last Shabbos, we hop a ride and we use it. Sleep, okay, but there's a limit how much you should sleep. Use it for the proper things. That's what it is, Yom Menucha Kedusha. The kedusha part we should use. We can elevate all the Shabbos and that we didn't really do the way we should and treat each other the way we should. It's the same thing the whole week. That's what he says, HaKol Holocha HaChitim. It gives us chizuk. We have the ability to raise up the whole year by utilizing the last week of the year, which starts tonight until Rosh Hashanah. And especially the weekend, Friday and Shabbos, utilize Friday, not let it slip through your fingers. And he always used to say, Rosh Hashanah always used to say, the Satan's not a fool. And here, take this year. We have 3 days Yom Tov, right? Thursday, Friday is Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos. 3 days. Wednesday will be very torrid. A lot to do next Wednesday. So what did he do? He doesn't want people to take the last tefillah, the last mincha of the year, which is the last tefillah of the whole year. People are so busy in this that they don't have time to daven menschlich, and they wind up davening in the shtiglach or this because there's no time. You got to prepare for Yom Tov. That's the sultan. He knows that you can take that last tefillah and there can be mavel all the tefillahs of the whole year. So they have to be on guard the whole last week, and especially the last tefillah. HaKol Holech Achar Chitum. In closing, Lamaisa, we have to realize that the din is on Rosh Hashanah. We don't have that much time. Afterwards, hopefully, if it's necessary, we can appeal, but not to rely on that. The din is mamish in 1 week, and we shouldn't rely on the fact we made it through. Even if we did, we don't know on whose schus we made it through. And we're not 100% sure we made it through. We're living, but it's no right we made it through. We might be being paid off for our mitzvahs. It's a little scary. And we cannot feel that, okay, I have a lot of mitzvahs, and if I don't do tshuva, not doing tshuva at this time of the year is a tremendous chet. It overweighs many, many mitzvahs. It's not like just one chet that I just do, I won't do tshuva. And as I explained, it's not so hard, because the Sikha of Vav Chalasoso is the extra part of Kabbalah and Harata, Kabbalah, and Vidui. But the Iker, as even said, you got to do regardless of the Mitzvah Tshuva. And the Avoda of Rosh Hashanah is to proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech on the whole world, wanting it, realizing it, and wanting to be a faithful servant. That's the Zchus to be Zoicha B'din. And we say we should rely on the Yud Gimel Midas. Avada we should, if we act properly. If we realize that we need it, and we're lost without it, and from that realization we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis, that is supposed to be served for the din. Just to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmanis doesn't mean anything. And we shouldn't let the Satan be matzliach, put stumbling blocks in our way, distract us from what we should be doing now until after Yom Kippur. He tries, believe me, he tries. When things come up, try to push them off. The best thing is you can push off to after Yom Kippur. And if not, how to minimize the time, maybe somebody else. If you weigh each and every action, you'll see it won't be so bad. And the reason for that is because Kol Agadol Mechaber Yisro Gadol Mimenu, we shouldn't be discouraged if our resolutions don't last long. As long as, first we have to be mispalo, they should, but even if they don't, as long as they last, they have a gavaltik koyach of raising us up. And Baruch Hashem, we have it every year, because otherwise, who knows where we would be holding. And we remember that our kol holechach architum, we have the opportunity, it's an opportunity. One more week, we can elevate the whole year by trying to utilize the week properly, kavanah with davening. That's the best thing, to get closer to Shmuel, close to davening. Think what you're saying. Think of the words. Learnings also. Yisrael Malaysia Kucharechu Kahu. Doing this week, hopefully, Bez Hashem, all these things will help us to be zeicher to achieve the chesima teiva.